demons know who he is. It's
said that demons recognize him, but it's the humans who don't recognize him. There was these demons, and so everybody said, look at verse 27, all the other human beings were standing around. They were in the synagogue. They were all amazed in verse 27. So they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. They say, what is this? Instead of asking, who is this? That's the first encounter people have of the Lord Jesus Christ, or of the Holy Spirit. What is this? What is this feeling? What is this sense? And they think of the Holy Spirit as an it and not as a he. They think about the Lord Jesus Christ as a creed or as a religion and not as a person. That's their first encounter. What is it? What do you Christians believe? What is this healing business? It's all an it. And they don't recognize that when we are asking about the what's, we couldn't tap on it yet. That's the response that Jesus has. And verse 34 again confirms what we have been saying. He healed many who were sick with various diseases. He cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Demons knew who Jesus was. Because demons are spirit beings, and they see in the spirit world, and they see Jesus, and they see the glory of God on him. They see the anointing of God in his life. They see that he's the Holy One, the Holy Christ, the anointed of God. They recognize. But sadly, human beings don't have spiritual eyes to see in the spirit realm unless the spirit opens. And we only see in the natural, and these are all the responses that human beings have. In chapter 2, that man coming down to be healed, and Jesus said in verse 5, son, your sins are forgiven. Straight away, the people says in verse 7, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Can you see that their reasoning was quite close but not close enough? The first bunch of people said, what is this? What is this? What is this? Now this group are asking, why does he do this? I wonder what motives he has. I wonder what reasons he has for doing all these things. And they still forgot the question, who. Now they came very close to the who. Who can do it but God? But they don't dare to think that he is God. Isn't that sad? They were so close. They say, this must be God, for only God can do it. But they wouldn't want to give him that credit. See, this is blasphemy. Why does this man speak blasphemies? And Jesus said in verse 10, that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, go your way to your house. So that's the second response that he begins to get as he did his works. And the Pharisees continue to have problems in verse 18 with him. Chapter 2 is the why chapter. Verse 18. Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not? Verse 16. When the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? Do you notice? How is this? Why is this? Because they don't recognize who he is. They don't recognize who he is.
Have you noticed sometimes, let's illustrate in the natural, sometimes some people seem to have an ability in a certain area, and perhaps you are a mathematician and you love maths and you calculate everything you calculate. But people don't know that you're a maths teacher. So they say, why is he always doing that? Why must he do that? Or perhaps you're an engineer and you do surveying and you got a special calculator that helps you to do cosine and sine and trigonometry, and it's necessary for you to use all those things. And people don't know who you are. But you go around with the thing. Suppose they don't recognize who you are and they doubt who you are. They say, why must he go around carrying that kind of calculator? Who does he think he is? Do you notice that when you don't accept a person as they are and who they are, you will be asking why and how? How is it this way? Why is it this way? And that's the way that they just can't accept Jesus as he is, so they're asking all kinds of questions of why and how. And verse 24, they are still at it. Mark 2, verse 24. The Pharisees said to him, look, why do they do what is not lawful? And you know their problem? They didn't accept Jesus for who he is. The answer to their first why does he blaspheme is he is God manifest in the flesh. The answer to why he can break the Sabbath is he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath. He was Almighty God. But they didn't accept him, so they keep asking why. Who does he think he is? Mark chapter 3. Jesus revealing himself to his people. Now you have a different group of people. In chapter 2, you have a group of the Pharisees and the scribes, and they are religious reasoning because Jesus didn't fit into their mold. Now in Mark chapter 3, you have Jesus' own people. And let's look here in verse 21. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him and said, he is out of his mind. But his own people, we are talking about his natural half brother, half sister, and his natural brothers or sister, and his mother. His own people, his own flesh and blood, his own kinsfolk, although of course we know the virgin birth, that he was actually not related to them in any way. But as far as they were concerned, if they don't know anything about the virgin birth, if Mary had not shared, they may not have known. They may just consider him one of their brothers. And here they come, natural thinking comes to them, and they said, I think he's mad. I think he's insane. I think there's something wrong with him. Let's go and get him back to our house. Let's put him straight. Let's take him back to the home. And so here they come in, and Jesus was having a meeting. And verse 31, his brothers, his mother came. Standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. Now their reason for calling him is not so that they could have some time with him to hear what he has said. Because I'm sure if their motives were right, Jesus would have responded. I'm sure if the reason why they were calling on Jesus is so that they could accept him as Lord and they could accept him for who he is, it is a different thing. But the motives is given to you in verse 21. They thought that he was mad. And so they said, look, all these people are outside seeking you. And verse 33, Jesus said, who is my mother or who are my brothers? And Jesus looked around at all his disciples and said, these are the ones. Jesus severed his relationship with the natural world. Why couldn't they accept who he is? Do you know who they say he is? They only say he is just one of us. When they see him as one of them, and they said, since he's one of us and he's not behaving like one of us, he is mad. They cannot accept him for who he is. They were blocked by their own perception in the natural. Chapter 4, the disciples of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus was with them in a boat in verse 35. Now Jesus was dealing with his disciples. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." And when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that he was already filling, but he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And verse 41, look at their struggle. Now the disciples are struggling with who he is. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, but not to him. Says, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? See, the disciples also are being awakened. They have been following this man. Who do they say he is? Look at what they say he is. Teacher. They call him teacher. Maybe he is just a rabbi to them. He's a teacher. Maybe he's a prophet to them. But they haven't come to accept him for who he is. And when Jesus shows such authority over winds and seas, their heart is struggling. They say, "Hey, teacher, don't do these things. Teachers, don't stop the wind and the rain and the seas." But they have no answer yet. Because they need a revelation from God. And until they come to that full knowledge, they will not be able to move into what Jesus wants them to move into. Now in chapter 6, here is another man. Verse 14. Now King Herod heard of him, for his name had become well known. Everybody knows about Jesus, but not everybody knows who Jesus is. Everybody has heard about Jesus, but not everybody recognizes who he really is. To different people, he was different things. Now to King Herod in verse 14. King Herod said, "This is John the Baptist." Now here is an important principle about our perception of God. And here we can understand what revelation is. Why does King Herod think that it was John the Baptist? Because his conscience and his experience was bothering him. All he had in his mind when he heard about Jesus was John the Baptist. I'm sure Herod was guilty about the life of John the Baptist, as the story is given here in Gospel of Mark chapter 6, verse 16. When Herod heard, he said, "This is John whom I beheaded. He has been risen from the dead." Do you know that Herod has lived in perpetual fear ever since John the Baptist died? The story of how John the Baptist died is given here, how he was beheaded. And Herod himself was not very happy in verse 26 when John the Baptist was beheaded. Because somehow he recognized that he is a righteous man. But his conscience bothered him, and his guilt bothered him, and all these things are inside him. Therefore, this has been his experience. And when Jesus comes to the scene, he evaluated Jesus based on his experience. There comes the cruncher. Our perception of Jesus is limited by our experience. Look at what we have gone through so far. Every one of those responses. Why do you think in Mark chapter 2, verse 7,